Motorists driving through Niagara on the lake will continue to be out of sight of Niagara region's automated speed enforcement program cameras until sometime in April. Beginning Monday, January 14, community safety zones hosting the often controversial program will be set up in the following locations: Grimsby, Main Street East between Lawrence Avenue and Durham Road; Niagara Falls, McLeod Road between Oakwood Drive and Drummond Road; Montrose Road between Watson Street and Lundy's Lane; Port Colborne, Killily Street West between Westside Road and King Street; Street Catherine's, Lakeshore Road between Bradman Drive and Reed Road; Louth Street between Reichert Street and Pelham Road; Welland, Prince Charles Drive North from 1st Avenue to Thorold Road and Rice Road from Thorold Road to Lacey Avenue; West Lincoln, Station Street between Spring Creek Road and West Street. The region's speed reduction program began in fall 2023 with 10 cameras accompanied by speed tracking technology in 7 municipalities. Niagara-on-the-Lake has 2 designated community safety zones. In spring 2024, a camera on Niagara Stone Road between the roundabout on Concession 6 Road and 4 Mile Creek Road became active for 3 months. Later in the year, the stretch on York Road between Queenston Road and Concession 3 Road hosted an active speed camera for 3 months beginning in April. Those zones were near Crossroads and St. David's Public Schools, respectively. According to a report by the region last April, the first few months of the speed reduction program resulted in average speed dropping by 13%, or 11 kilometers per hour. Speeding violations per hour dropped by 67%, from 181 in September to 60 in December. Niagara Region Transportation Director Frank Tassoni claims that an improvement in drivers following speed limits in all zones has continued even after the cameras were removed. The automated speed enforcement program is an important part of the region's Vision Zero initiative. Vision Zero is focused on reducing and eventually eliminating serious injuries and fatalities on regional roads.